across the city.
And South Cambridgeshire.
This is Virginie Shonta.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Yes, it's me, Virginie Shonte, and I'm joined now with my guest, Richard Lee. Richard Lee is actually is from the Zonghu Snack in Norfolk Street in Cambridge, but not only. We will talk about it later. Good afternoon to you, Richard.
Good afternoon.
Richard, first, can you tell me more about your restaurant? And for our listener, actually, who may not know your restaurant, tell me everything about it.
Okay, it's the third time for me to come here to receive an interview.
Are you working here, though?
Yeah,
almost.
Seems, yeah, and I would like to, you know. And I can see our restaurant has entered its eighth year.
Okay.
So currently the business has been quite stable. For example, the day before yesterday, we experienced the third busiest day in the history of our business. So customers came from the opening of the business to the closing of the business without any suspension or stop. We had a very, according to our colleagues, we have a very, very busy day that day.
Ah, excellent. Wow.
So that's why I'm happy and satisfied with, the restaurant business.
Absolutely. Yeah, I bet you are. And then you, where you come from originally and since when you are based in Cambridge and you opened the restaurant, the big picture of your background?
Originally, I can say, first of all, I'm from mainland China, but very, very originally, my hometown is from southwest of China. It's the hometown of the very lovely animal, giant panda, you know.
Oh, okay.
And when I was about 18 years old, I went to university in Beijing, and I stayed in Beijing for about 12 years. And now I traveled between Cambridge and also, you know, East China's Shandong province. It's also in northern China, you know.
Okay, may I ask you what type of study you've done in Beijing?
Oh, I do English education to teach some different subjects such as science and technology, you know, math, science, we can use the term STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering and technology, you know.
Oh, wow.
To use English to teach.
Yeah, I can tell our listener, you know, you sent me an email about a bit of your background and your story, and you said that after my traveling to more than 100 cities in over 10 countries and region, how come you travel so much?
Oh,
and why?
Because during my study, you know, I like, and also, you know, now I still like traveling, you know. On one hand, you know, I earned some of the money or the budget. On the other hand, I spent those money on traveling. I always use this word to enlarge or my horizon, you know, to broaden my horizon and get more experience as possible. So, luckily, you know, about 12 years ago, I was invited by the European Commission, founded by that entity to visit Brussels and stayed at VUB for three months. So at that time, I got a Schengen visa. I went to Italy, France, Germany, Netherlands. Finally, you know, after that year, during this past 12 years, I traveled to another five or six countries, including the United States. I went there by the end of 2017.
And to go back a bit of the food, it's not because I'm hungry at all. I haven't had lunch yet. But tell me more about your restaurant. What can we find there? I know a bit about it, obviously. But yeah, tell me more about it and maybe a bit more, because I bet everything is handmade.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But first, tell me more about it. What can we eat?
We can actually, you know, because as I said just now, I stayed in northern China for more than 10 years, so I had a relatively deep understanding of the food in those areas consumed by local residents there. So our main food about the restaurant food is wheat flour based food such as dumplings. noodles, steamed bread, you know. So, and dumplings is a must for people from North and Northeast China. When they, in particular, when they celebrate the Chinese New Year, you know, which happened was on the 5th of this year. Yeah,
Not so long ago. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I love dumplings. I was lucky to go on a holiday in Hong Kong with my husband because he's going over there quite often. And we've been to, like, I think it was a 1-star Michelin restaurant or something in Hong Kong.
Yeah,
lovely dumplings. I'm starving now. Anyway, so obviously I bet for your restaurant, good ingredients is vital for your business. So do you find all your suppliers here in the UK, or do you, you know, import some ingredient from China as well?
Yeah, we import some ingredients from China, you know, but we purchase, I can say, 70 to 80% of our ingredients locally, you know, in Cambridge or, you know, from some suppliers in London,
And is it all handmade? Talking about your famous dumplings.
Yeah, we have summarized our characteristics by using three words. One is fresh, another is authentic, the third one is handmade, you know.
Excellent. I've been reading actually that Cambridge revealed as the Chinese capital of the UK.
Cambridge.
I don't have recent figures, but I can tell that 2,300 people born in China were living in the city at the time of the last census in 2011, representing 1.9% of city's population. It's the highest proportion anywhere in England. So, in other words, roughly one person in 54 who lived in Cambridge in 2011 was born in China. Is probably good for business, or do you have lots of Chinese people coming to a restaurant, or is it international?
International. We can say 70 to 80% of our customers are non-Chinese, from other parts of the world. It's not Chinese. Yeah, they are not Chinese. About only 20% of our customers are Chinese.
Okay.
That's what we are proud of, this, because that's what I have been doing, trying my utmost to do to realize this target.
So anyway, to finish with the restaurant, because we've got so much to talk about. It's been almost 2 years since you came here and talked to Matt Webb. Tell me what happened since then. You know, with the restaurant, did you have more awards? Tell me more.
At this stage, and we got some more news report from the recommendation from the Guardian. And also from the Cambridge News. And also, you know, we got some customers, maybe they are journalists or traveling journalists from different media, you know. But sometimes they will leave some feedbacks or comments on some social media, such as Facebook or Instagram. We will routinely make some research or investigation about how our business or our food has been reported, or you know, by our customers.
Yeah, because you have such a fab reviews. For example, your rating in food service value atmosphere is 4.5 in TripAdvisor. Mm-hmm. How do you feel when you know that it's with all that wonderful reviews?
In terms of customer service, we have two important standards. One is to offer our services as quickly as possible.
Okay.
The other standard is as good as possible, you know, the best services as possible. So one is to be quick, another one is to be the best.
You achieved it, apparently, done to you. Richard, we are here also to talk about what happened to your son. You said that in March 2018, so a year ago now, you attended your son, who was in year 10 at that time, a parents meeting in a school. We won't name it, but and actually you were not satisfied about it. Why? What happened during that parents evening?
Because, you know, I am from China, and which is greatly influenced by the philosophy of Confucius. And we truly believe the education, the role of education, and also, for example, I thought my son should be, to be honest, behaved very well or studied mm-hmm. very well, quite good in the school. Maybe in this country it's a little bit different, you know. The supervision from teachers are relatively not so close, so a little bit loose. So,
how did you saw that actually? Did your son said to you, you know, I'm not happy because I asked something to the teacher, and or is it? You saying that, I don't know, the homework and stuff wasn't
homework, you know. I have a point of view, you know, as a student, you know, except those very rare juniors, most students need some amount of homework during their school days. It's a must, but we must keep the balance, not too much, not too little, you know, because our brains need development, you know, by doing some kind of, you know, scientific exercise or homework. So I have, to be honest, first of all, I trusted my son, and also I trusted the education, his school education, till 2018, you know. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I found that there's some shortcomings. On one hand, we must admit, you know, every kind of educational system has its advantages, competitiveness, but no perfect education system in the world. So I tried my best to find the balance between, you know, the shortcomings and advantages and disadvantages of this system. So finally, I have decided to offer my son some extra tutoring or training. You know.
So meaning that he stays at that school, mm-hmm. you haven't changed him?
No,
you didn't. Why actually, do you think it's more about the system or about the school?
From the roots of the problem, it's about the students. As a student need to form a very good habit. For example, he need to have a sense of time and also a discipline. Yeah. So finally, you know, I have changed my son to some extent. Now he has a strong sense of discipline and time. Every day he knows he need to do something, you know, some training, you know, to make it, for example, make a review for what we have learned at school, and to make some preview what he will learn at school. So just keep the balance between study and play. Yeah.
Okay. So, before asking you, the routine, the daily routine of your son, how did you manage to, to learn or to do what you're doing actually? Because you use textbooks and test paper from almost around the world. From where? How do you find them, and how does it work for you?
Okay, based on my academic career, you know, I have had a habit of doing some research, you know, by using one topic. So when I searched this some information about this international math education, for example, I got lots of news reports or some academic research findings from different sources. And finally, I found, for example, you know, there's some East Asian countries in terms of math and science education for primary and secondary school students. They have their own competitiveness and advantages. So I try to make a balance or combine, you know, the good behaviors or good habits from other parts of the world with this country, those in this country, and to, you know, to offer the best training or education to my son first, and then to the friends of kids of my friends. Yeah.
So how does it work? Are you like a private teacher for your son? Is it?
To my son, I am a private tutor or teacher, but now I have some small-sized classes, and to guarantee more children can have the chance to, you know, to get the training.
Okay, what do you do with them actually?
I'm a math teacher currently. Yeah.
So you do some math.
Some math, I will, you know, will select some parts of the exercise or knowledge points from some international textbooks, and then combine the, you know, test papers or national curriculum in the UK, and then offer them some of necessary training and test papers from different countries.
Is he doing his GCSEs now?
Yeah, GCSE, my son, yeah, has got a very good
good mark.
Yeah, good marks.
Good mark. Good.
In particular, his maths, you know. Yeah.
You must be proud.
Yeah.
So how does it work for him? A daily routine between you and him, and how many kids do you teach now?
Now I teach about 25 kids.
25?
Yeah, 25
oh my
kids
God.
from primary school students to A level, you know.
Okay, yeah. So restaurant inside. I mean, the family take care of the restaurant.
Because as responsible parents, I do think, you know, my son's future is more and more important than, you know, than my restaurant, you know.
Okay, so, yeah. So what is the I would say the big picture for you and next, you know, regarding the teaching situation.
Teaching situation, you know, I of course I would like, you know, as many students as possible to, you know, to experience and enjoy, you know, my this a kind of teaching philosophy or thinking, and because I am very open-minded, my teaching is also open-minded. We want try to, you know, get or introduce all useful, valuable, and advanced teaching materials and resources. Yeah. Introduced to, you know, to my students. Between the catering business and also education, I prefer education. That's my old venture.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Actually, very, very old venture. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And so how many times per week do you do that? Just for your son?
For my son, you know.
Every day?
Now I offer one test paper for him to do each week.
Each week.
Oh,
that's not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Not too, I don't want him, for example, yeah. I have a point of view. If a student can't finish his own homework before 8 or no later than 9 o'clock, that means his homework is too much.
But
if when he comes home, he has nothing to do, that means his homework is too little, you know.
Yeah. I'm afraid that's the end of the interview, but before that, mm-hmm. If any parents want to have more information, want to reach you, mm-hmm. because they want, you know, to have some teaching lessons for their kids, mm-hmm. how can they do that, Richard?
I think the best way is, I've got a time check cooperation with Cambridge Radio 105, you know. So you can send me an email, you know. Email is much better. Or call me, you know, call my mobile phone number or something, yeah.
Yeah, do you have an email we can give to our listener?
Yeah, email is cambridgenewwest@gmail.com, yeah.
Here we go. Thank you very much, Richard.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck on the GCSE for your son.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.